This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Looking through a Roseau Times region from 80 years ago, I came across a story about a road grader created right here in the county. I'll read the article, which comes from the July 6th, 1939 issue. Keep that date in mind when prices are listed. Tom Gardner, who has been working as a maintenance man with the County Highway Department, has developed into a machine creator of no small means. He takes an ordinary farm tractor, rubber mounted, and converts it into a road maintenance unit that does the work of a $5,000 or $6,000 machine at a cost of $225. And the job is done in the County Highway shop, which has no highfalutin machinery or equipment. What makes it is the genius of Mr. Gardner himself. Mr. Gardner was made chief mechanic in charge of county-owned road equipment. Inasmuch as experience had some time ago proved horse-drawn maintenance equipment not the most satisfactory, and because a motor patrol unit costs about $6,000, Mr. Gardner had some thoughts, and from them evolved an idea to convert a large tractor to the purpose. He put his idea to work. He convinced Rudy Holland to let him play around with his tractor. He found some spare parts of a pull-type grader and a 14-foot blade. He did some measuring, some welding, and other things that only a mechanic knows, and out of it came the successful Tomcat, as George Dietz has christened it, in honor of its father. Mr. Gardner has made three models. The second was the conversion of the tractor owned by George Borgen, south of Badger. Mr. Borgen, as the other tractor owners involved, are maintenance men in the employ of the county. For Mr. Borgen's tractor, Mr. Gardner had, so to speak, to literally create parts that could be used, for he could not get hold of any spare parts from discarded graders. The circle was made from an old grader long since discarded. An old mold board from a large grader was cut in two lengthwise, making two mold boards, and it can be said that all parts were shop-made except the tractor. The front wheels of the tractor were taken off and set ahead by a beam, as shown in the accompanying photograph. The third model is being built out of the tractor owned by Harvey Walker and used by him in his maintenance work. All parts in this model are shop-made. Like all good inventions, there are improvements to be made, and Mr. Gardner is making them. On this model, he improved the lifts and controls. Generator and lights have also been added, and an all-weather enclosed driver's cab was made for the machine. Each grader is painted with a spray gun in a color to match that of the tractor. These road blading machines are owned jointly by the maintenance men and the county. The grader part costs the county $225 and means a big saving to the county over factory-built equipment. These maintenance men are paid at the rate of 60 cents per complete mile. That is a round trip of maintenance. Merman Lundgren of the Warwood community also uses a tractor on a pull-type blade grader. The controls have been changed so one man can handle the outfit. From the local highway office, we get this information showing the evolution of maintenance work in the county. Road drags were used first in keeping the highways smooth, then followed maintenance blading by horse-drawn graders with 7 or 8 foot cutting edges. It was found that with increase of speedy cars and heavy loads, this kind of maintenance was inadequate because the graders were too light in weight. In the summer of 1936, blade graders were used to some extent. These were pulled by county snowplow trucks. Offers were soon made by maintenance men to use tractors instead of horses, equipping themselves with rubber-tired tractors, and extensions were made to some of the smaller blades, making them more effective. The snowplow trucks were not considered as being best adapted for this kind of work. They work at too low a rate of speed to effect a smooth job with the blade. A machine specially designed for this type of work was then in common use throughout the state. It was known as a motor patrol, which consisted of a blade grader and motive power built in one unit and can be operated by one man. The farm tractor units used by local men required two men for operation. These motor patrols were priced at $6,000. That is a whale of a lot of money, and Rolls Oconee would be way short of funds to equip its maintenance men with such outfits. That's when Tom got his thinking cap on, and according to his own admission, it took him most of a night to figure it out. When Rolls Oconee gets ready for its Hall of Fame, Tom Gardner's picture should have a prominent place in it. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories, and to all of the resourceful inventors we've had living here over the years.